You've written many great songs. You sang some of them yourself, and you had other artists sing them. Did you write songs that you were like, it's an okay song, but it's no hit, and it was very successful, and vice versa? Did that happen?
No, because I don't know what a hit is. You know, when you write a song, you don't know if the song is going to be a hit. You know if you like the song or if you don't, or you can value the song as this one being maybe better than another one. But a hit is it's like the lottery. You know, you really don't know. I mean, you might have written a hit, but if an artist does it and the record company doesn't promote it. That happened with a song called To All the Girls I've Loved Before, you know. That was written in 1973, and it was recorded by myself and by Engelbert Humperdinck and many, many artists. And you would have thought, well, these artists are famous, so it'll be a hit. But the record company didn't promote it, you know, so it wasn't a hit. And then when I did it with Julio and Willie Nelson, the record company promoted it. And, you know, it's like today, if you don't have marketing and a PR person working on your stuff, the chances are you're not going to have success. And the same thing happened in the old days.
Okay. So I would like to quickly interrupt for a second, and please tell me the first things that spring to mind when I say this word. Switzerland.
Okay. Snow, cold, mountains, lakes.
Okay, that's the first thing that's been. What are you? Do you have recollections of Switzerland? Or what are your specific recollections of Switzerland, except those you just mentioned?
Oh, I think Switzerland is a beautiful country. I at one point I even thought of living there. You know, I sent my son to a boarding school in Switzerland, to Les Roses, you know, in Geneva. I think Switzerland is just one of the most wonderful countries. You know, unfortunately, it's a hard place to. You know, to be able to get residency.
Yes, true that.
You know, it's a beautiful place. I mean, I love when I tour. You know, Germany, Austria, Switzerland. I mean, it's just fantastic. You know, those countries to me are just so picturesque. You know, and the people are wonderful. I actually was reading a Pablo Coelho book called. The Adulteress or something like that. And it's all based in Switzerland, you know, it's about a Swiss couple, and it's fantastic. You know, it's so strange that, you know, I'm talking to you and I just finished the book. You know?
That's great. You're going to play quite a few places in Switzerland, I saw with your tour dates. Is that something that you said, I want to do that, or is that the management that said?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
No. I want... At the age of 70, you know, I decided to go back on stage. I mean, I did play Switzerland when I was younger, you know, and Austria and Germany and all these places. But at my age, to come back, some people thought I was dead, you know, because I've been away from the business for so long. But yes, I definitely, you know, I'm doing the Swiss indoor, you know, the Federer-Nadal thing. I'm doing that this year. And then I'm doing a 4-day or 5-day tour of Switzerland, you know, and I wanted to do it, you know, I want to do the world again, you know, I want to perform all over the world. I want to, you know, do my 2-hour, 2.5-hour shows of Songbook everywhere in the world, because everywhere I go, when people come and see it, they tell me this is the best thing we've seen in a long time. So it makes me happy, you know.
Wow, that sounds great. We're definitely looking forward to that. What I wanted to ask, you say yourself, you're 70 years old, but you still look good, you still look healthy, you still, I mean, people get very old these days and are still very, you know, like the Rolling Stones, and everybody's still around, or some of the artists are still around. But I saw your tour dates, and it's incredible. It's day after day after day. Do you, does that worry you a little bit, or do you feel fit?
No, it doesn't. No, I'm actually 71, you know.
Yeah.
I'm on my way to 72, but it's fine, you know, it's great. I mean, I really, I enjoy it. I'm having fun. Yes, sometimes you travel 6 hours in a day to get to the next place and you have to do a 2.5-hour show. But, you know, when I see the audience and I see the smiles on their faces and I hear them singing my songs, I go, I don't want to stop. I want to carry on. It's just fantastic. It's just the greatest reward for what you've done in your life, you know, and now I'm feeling it at my age, you know, it's just a wonderful feeling.
So you're also going to play here in Valais in FISP on 31st of October. Do you know anything mm-hmm. about the Valais? You mentioned you send your son to boarding school, Geneva. It's not far away, but you know something about Valais specifically, Zermatt maybe or something?
No. I mean, I know where my son went. I know Gstaad because they used to go skiing up there and I would visit him, you know. Mm-hmm. But I don't know where I'm playing on the 31st. I probably haven't been there. But I am coming there on the 31st,
yes.
So I will learn something.